Okay, do any of the neighborhoods that you mentioned, you know, like West Hampton, Ybor City, do they have their own shopping districts?
Yeah, Ybor City has a shopping district, and West Tampa has a few small shopping centers.
Mm-hmm. What would be some of the names of the new shopping centers, like in Ybor City?
Oh, there would just be shops. There's a main drag in Ybor City called 7th Avenue, and there are shops on either side of it. It doesn't have a name per se.
Okay. Where do the rich people live?
A place called Davis Islands is long been known as a place where rich people in Tampa live. And then there's a community outside the Tampa city limits called Carrollwood where rich people are supposed to live.
The other people.
I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. Okay, and then you mentioned that most of the middle class neighborhoods are West Tampa.
West Tampa, Inner Bay would be middle and lower. Yeah.
Okay.
North Tampa.
Okay, where would most of the poor people live?
Well, poor people would live in Inner Bay. They live in the black housing projects, and they might be scattered various other parts of town.
Mm-hmm. But they're not, you know, grouped together in like a Harlem, say, in New York or something.
No.
Okay. What are some of the well-known places around here in the city limits?
Okay, Busch Gardens. It's a well-known tourist attraction within the Tampa city limits.
Is there any like parks or statues or anything like that?
We don't have a whole lot of that in Tampa. The University of Tampa occupies an old building that's a tourist attraction, I guess you could call it. It was a resort hotel at the turn of the century, and the university has occupied that building. That'd be about it, really.
Okay. If you were, say, flying in from New York, where would your plane land?
It would land at Tampa International Airport.
Okay. Do you see any distinction between, like, the term airport and airfield?
Yeah, well, to me, an airfield, I associate more with a military installation, and airport would be a commercial.
Okay, okay. Okay, what was it that I drove in on from out north?
I-75.
Okay. Is that like an interstate highway?
Yeah, it's an interstate highway. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where might you stop along the interstate? Say, you know, stretch your legs and get a drink of water?
Along that part of it?
Well, just any place on 75.
Well, 75 goes north past Gainesville into the northern part of the state, and there would be various rest stops along the way.
Okay. Do you see any distinctions between a place that, say, has just picnic grounds or toilet facilities or service station, or would you call them all a rest stop?
To me, a rest stop is a place. Well, there seem to be two types along the interstate. One, it's just a place where you pull off the road and there might be a trash can there. Then there seem to be other types that have bathroom facilities and a little park and trash cans and little picnic tables. But a service station, to me, is a service station. I wouldn't call that a rest stop.
Okay. Okay, what is it that's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Lines.
Any fool would know that change. Okay, do you see any distinction between something like the lines in the road and, say, a concrete or steel divider?
I'd call the divider a median.
Mm-hmm. And then lines are...
Lines.